Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network.
In the future, none of you are heroes.
You're legends.
Get driven. Stay driven.
All right, welcome back to Totally Driven Radio. Nick, you there?
I am here, brother.
All right, cool. As my cousin would always say, fuck them before they fuck you. So we're back. Oh, man.
We'll just have to reshare out the link, you know, if you want to hear from the beginning or whatever. You know what I mean?
Right, right. So, and actually, share a new link from our countdown because we're going to start now. We're going to continue the countdown that we're doing, and we're going to continue it from number 4 on. So, Nick, here's Nick's number 4. It's the band Shaman Harvest doing a cover of the Prince classic, When Doves Cry.
So, we're probably going to retire this song. We just started playing it this summer. We thought we were going to record it. We're probably not going to because it's not very rock radio. You know how this stuff goes. But well, here we go. That's the end of my story.
How can you just leave me standing alone in a world that's so cold? Maybe I'm just too demanding.
Are you fucking kidding me?
What happened?
It's just fucking... It's the link itself. Hold on.
Baby, I'm just like my mother. She never satisfied. Honey, why do we scream at each other? This is what it sounds like when doves cry. Jack, if you ever call your oceans of violet and blue, animals that strike curious poses, they feel the heat. Keep between me and you, can you just leave me standing alone in a world so cold? Maybe I'm just too demanding. Maybe I'm just like my father, too bold. Maybe I'm just like my mother. She never satisfied. Honey, why do we scream at each other? This is what it sounds like when the doves cry. Judge if you will, summer. Feel how it trembles inside. You got the butterflies all tied up. Don't make me chase you, even doves have pride. Can you just leave me standing alone in a world so cold?
I'll tell you what, it really is a completely different version.
It really is, man, and I'm like a sucker for a dude with a guitar. Like, just, I love this idea of just singer-songwriter, you know what I mean?
Dude, I'll tell you what, though, looking at these guys, like, it's an amazing version. It's a great fucking song. These guys are really talented musicians. Like, this is the one thing I think that's wrong with music today. A lot of the world of music today, like, these guys are just a talented bunch. They're up there. They're fucking playing their hearts out with a lot of heart, emotion, and soul. It sounds amazing. But to visually look at them, they don't look like rock stars. They look like just a bunch of guys, just who got together. You know what I mean? Like it takes that Tommy Lee element out of it. Where, you know what I mean? Tommy Lee, even though he's not a rock star anymore, he still looks like a rock star.
Right. No, I'm with you. You're totally right.
Yeah.
It kind of sucks, but you would think in like the new era of music, you could get around that on YouTube by, you know what I mean, like creative filming and animation and lyric videos, but I guess you can never really resist the temptation to be, you know, the front man.
Right.
That sucks.
I'm surprised they. I mean, one of the videos I saw was 7 years old. They've been doing a cover of this for a long time. I'm surprised they never officially released it.
And the thing is, you don't expect the sound to really come out of those dudes. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Not at all.
Yeah.
So, all right. So my number four is a song. I'm glad I remembered it too. It popped in my head for some reason, and it was actually on the soundtrack to one of the Crow movies, either the second or third one, whatever one it was. And I always loved this version. And the funny part was, like, kind of going back to the Careless Whisper one, where you hear the newer version of it. And it sounds different. It's heavier. I feel more of the emotion and intensity in this version of it, especially when you go back and hear the original and it's very like coffee shopish and acoustic and all. So the song is Gold Dust Woman, originally done by Fleetwood Mac. Courtney Love and Hole redid it in one of the soundtrack, Crow soundtracks.
The Crow, City of Angels.
Yeah. So, here it is. After this ad.
So you never played before?
And, it's really different.
It would be real easy to be like, oh, Courtney Love is no Stevie Nicks. But you're right. It's so different that you can't do
it. When the first time I heard this, I didn't even realize what it was. I remember like, oh my God, this is fucking awesome. Then I'm like, holy shit, this is Fleetwood Mac. I got chills.
Lousy lovers pick their grave, but they never cry out loud.
Yeah.
Make you cry, make you break down, out of your soul now.
a great fucking tune.
Yeah. People don't understand how significant this was either. Like, Courtney Love was like the opposite of Stevie Nicks, and that's what made it so like grunge and 90s. You know what I mean? Because she shouldn't have been doing it, and it turned into this dirty little, you know what I mean, like rock song. And you're right, it is an awesome version. I had actually completely forgot about this one.
I'll tell you what, I hate when I end up forgetting songs for when we do these things. I am so happy I remembered that. It's such a great fucking song.
Oh, damn.
No.
All right. I sent you the links. I'm gonna send them to you ahead of time now. Okay.
Okay. I'm actually. Let me see here. You should be in this video. I'm just gonna say that.
Yeah.
hitting your shirt, man. Hitting your shirt. Little fucking ding.
Okay, so I actually stumbled across this song about 4 months ago. I was doing me and my daughter had a project for school. She had to do a movie trailer for a book that she read. And, you know, we had to edit different scenes from different movies and shows. And I really wanted to do something that was, like, familiar but completely different that would make the trailer stand out. Because, you know, you look at stuff like Suicide Squad and Justice League. They all did that, you know what I mean? They took an older song or a more popular song and then reimagined it. And I found this one, and not only did it become, like, it was one of my favorite songs last year, and it's on, like, my Spotify playlist as, like, it's in legit rotation, you know what I mean? Like, it's not just a sort of vanity song. Like, I actually kind of love it. And I'm probably going to butcher the dude's name. His name is Leo Moraccioli. Leo M, that's what I put when I go to YouTube. That's usually all you
need.
And he did a cover of Taylor Swift, Look What You Made Me Do.
And I'll say this before I hit play. I think this guy is one of the most fucking talented guys in music and should be even bigger than what he is. He's doing a tremendous job, but I look forward to every week, every Friday about noontime. Comes the new song and video, so we're almost there. But here
awesome.
It is.
I just saved so much by switching to Geico. I feel like a whole new person.
Disclaimer: Geico waives any and all liability if you attempt to become a whole new person.
There you go, Geico. Free plug for you.
Have cybernetic organism with lasers for eyes. The Geico legal team would be cool with that because, quote, laser
Geico
eyes are pretty.
For your money.
Radleaf Studios.
I don't like your fickle games, don't like your tilted stage, the role you make me play, but the fool, no, don't like you. I don't like your perfect crime.
I got harder in the nick of time. Honey, I wrote something that I do it all the time. I've got a list of names and girls that been read on the line. I take it once and then I take it twice.
Tell me it doesn't like kind of fucking pump you up.
Look what you just made me do. Look what you just made me do. I don't trust nobody.
I mean, honestly, this guy and the 10-second song guy can never afford a band.
It sucks. I can't hear what you're saying, but this guy's so fucking incredible.
Yeah, I was just saying that him and the 10-second songs guy should get together and start a super band. You know what I mean?
Between redoing the song, he plays every instrument on the song, and he does the video himself. I mean, the talent
right.
This guy had is fucking amazing.
And they're legitimate, like, there's a lot of them. Like, this, if you had never heard the Taylor Swift song, you could listen to that song and be like, yo, that's a badass song. Like, you know
absolutely.
What I mean? Like, you'd never know.
I wouldn't have
so many different ones, dude. If you get his channel on Spotify, he has like a playlist of like 30 of them that he's done. A very close number two, believe it or not, is Let It Go from Frozen.
That's funny. I'll tell you what. Just to give you a little
tip
off.
You
want to
play it, don't you?
He's in my number two spot, so we'll be clearing him again.
Awesome.
But before we get to number two, we got to do my number three, and this is another one of them. Those songs where it was from a person in the 70s, and it was very piano-esque, and I don't know. I guess it was kind of a controversial song because everybody was always trying to figure out who the song was about. And many rumors was that it was about, I think, Warren Beatty. And the original version was done by Carly Simon, You're So Vain. And one of my all-time favorite bands and a friend of the show, which he hasn't been on in a while. He should be on soon because he now plays in the band Jet Boy, and they have an album coming out soon, so we'll have to get him on. And whenever he's come on, he's been on for, you know, hour and a half, 2 hours, just talking all types of music and rock and roll and great stories and stuff. And it's Faster Pussycat. They did a killer version of this. And when you hear it, it was like the perfect tune. And it was Faster Pussycat. You wouldn't have known. This was Carly Simon from the 70s. You would never have thought it. You would have thought this was 1990 Faster Pussycat fucking sleaze rock. So here it is. That's not it. Boop.
The overarching philosophy of culinary at Celebrity Cruises, I would say, is finesse. Is that one...
When that came out, like, I just remember, like, the video and all, like, they've arrived. Like, it was like this. I was like, this is the song that's put them over the top. And after that, like, the whole era just went to shit with Nirvana. So
that hurts. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Yeah.
Oh man, because what can you do? You know what I mean? Like, you can't fight time. Like,
no.
Oh, that sucks, dude.
Yeah.
You know what I was picturing in my head? Like, again, this is not a put down. This is like a compliment. But I imagine that this song was being covered by the dudes. You ever see that Adam Sandler movie where they're like rock stars who take over the radio station?
Oh yeah, Airheads. Love that fucking
Airheads. I was picturing Airheads doing this cover. I was like, was the Lone Gunman? Was that what they were?
What the fuck was the Lone Raiders?
Yeah.
The fucking Lone Raiders.
It's too funny.
They did a cover song, Degenerated.
That's what I was thinking. Like, as it was playing, I was like, yo, I could have totally seen this in, you know, Wayne's World or something like that. Like, totally of the time.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's awesome. Cool. All right, so your number two is ready to roll when you are.
All right, so look, dude, I tried really hard on this list to make my five rock songs because we always have such, you know, diversity on our list. I thought for sure that we would have some sort of crossover, and I guess we come close, but just not quite. But I tried really hard to make them all rock songs, you know what I mean? Like, or at least... Or either coming from or going to, you know, one way or the other. So this one is somebody who I've still yet to see live and am really upset about, but it's Love the Way You Lie by the Pretty Reckless.
Here we go. Is this the version? Is this the version?
Is it the link? Is it the link that I sent you?
Yes. Okay.
Got like red text.
I can't wave anymore. Cause what I have right here, spend the nights and days before I'm yours now. So I don't ever have to leave. I am yours now. I am yours now. But if you stand, Mary, watch me burn. But it's alright, cause I like the way it hurts. But if you stand, Mary, make me cry. I don't mind, cause I love the way you lie. I love the way you lie. If you stand there and watch me burn, oh, it's alright, cause I like the way it hurts. But if you stand there and make me cry, oh, I don't mind, cause I love the way you lie. 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 If you stand there and watch me burn, it's alright, cause I like the way it hurts. But if you stand there and make me cry, it's alright, cause I love the way you lie. But if you stand there and watch me burn, it's alright, because I love the way it hurts. And if you stand there and make me cry, well, I don't mind, because I love the way you lie. I love the way you lie.
Now, you're probably going to hate me. I like the original.
No, no, I'm not going to hate on you for it.
I like, which that was a cool version, and it was definitely different. I just think Rihanna's voice sounds so much better with those lyrics, because the way she sings it, it almost sounds like she's crying.
I do know exactly what you mean. Like, I'm with you on that. Like, it's hard to get better than the original on that one. Totally. I just, you know, the thing is, I fucking love Taylor Momsen. Like, I love the fact that she doesn't give a shit, like, what people think she should do. She just did her own thing. You know what I mean? Like, she could have easily been in, like, a million CW TV shows. You know what
yeah.
I mean? Like, and she was well on her way, and she was like, nah, dude, I just want to fucking play rock and roll and be in Sweden and shit. Like,
right, like her life could be instead of trying to end up like a D-list celebrity like Tommy Lee, she could have been like a CB-list celebrity on TV, possibly A-list at some point.
I mean, if you think about it, the other chick that was in the show with her was Blake Lively. So I don't know if you consider Blake Lively an A-list actress, but she's A-list adjacent, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because she's on
right.
Ryan Reynolds' arm, you know what I mean? And truthfully, Taylor Momsen's way prettier than Blake Lively, you know what I mean? Like, so I just love the fact, though, that she was just like, I just want to play metal. You know what I mean? Like, she didn't even want to be a pop star. Like, if she wanted to be a pop star, they probably could have worked with her. She could have been, like, the next Lizzie McGuire. But she was like, nah, dude. Like, you know what I mean? It's going to... Like, she wanted to go to Denmark and rock. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I just kind of love that. Like...
Yeah, see, that's something, like, a bonehead like me would want to do.
Hey, man, it makes her happy. And they're steady touring, so I guess they're all right. You know, I always see them on, you know, Carolina Rebellion and all that
right.
kind of stuff. So they have a pretty decent following, I would say.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So good for her, man.
So, so my number two, we're going to go back to Frog League Studios, which something we got to look at. He's got a video he just put up 4 days ago, our first gig, and I could fly you in for free. May 12th, 2018. Frog Leap is having their first show.
Ooh.
In, of course, Sweden. Folken.
Ah, come on.
Folken Stavanger. That's where he's from. He's like from Finland or Sweden or something. Because I emailed with him a couple times, and I just didn't keep following up with him to get it, because we were going to have to tape it because of the time difference.
Yeah. Damn.
So, the one I picked, and this is the one that really exposed me to him. I don't even remember how I came across it, but I came across it and I heard it and I didn't realize what it was. And I just fell in love with the song. And then I really realized it was a cover of the Adele song, Hello, which I don't like Adele's version at all, because I learned this one so much, and to me, this is the real version of Hello, not Adele.
Oh,
yeah. Did you ever hear this? I think I had to share it.
No, I haven't, because I don't like Adele. You know what I mean?
See this, yeah, and you have to see the video too to get the whole effect, because it's a friend of him with him, and he calls the guy on the cell phone, and it's like a whole cell phone thing going back and forth. So, but here it is. After this fucking ad, of course.
She does a good job with the videos, too. They're entertaining.
Oh, absolutely. Much fucking better than Adele.
This dude is legit, man.
I got such chills.
Hello from the other side.
What a fucking song.
He is so fucking legit. Like, you know what I mean? Like, this dude should have been at the Grammys. Like,
dude, that video has 42 million views.
That's good for him, man. You know what I mean? Like, because he does such a good job. You can't hate on that. Like,
right. Yeah, when you hear like something like that and it's getting the views like that, you're like, yes, respect. Some of these other ones, you're like, what the fuck is going on with the world?
It's, yeah. I like I said, I have a Spotify playlist, and there's like 20 to 30 of these, and so many of them are just so legit. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
You wouldn't think that, like, Katy Perry's Dark Horse would make a good metal song. But it really does. Like,
it really does. Dude, I'll tell you what. Like, watching that, before I almost did the Facebook Live, I cleaned a little portion of my basement and started really starting to situate and organize, I can get to my amplifier now. It's not buried by comic boxes, and I was going to plug it in. And I'm watching that video. I'm like, I'm going to fucking plug it in, and I'm going to learn that song and fucking play it next week.
That's awesome.
just to fucking jam that thing out. That's so fucking awesome, that tune.
That dude is so
now,
cool.
You're number one. Like, I don't think I've ever heard it. And I'm thinking to myself, and all right, now that I see the description, it's the old Bruce Springsteen song. I'm like, what the fuck song is it? I'm on fire.
Okay, so this might be the song that inspired this list. Like, this song, this was like 1995. Like, Tori Amos was at like the height of like the Lilith Fair craze. I mean, she was huge. You know what I mean? Like, and this song, like, it was the first time I ever heard a cover song and was like, holy shit! Like, you could do that. You could change the song. You know what I mean? Like, it blew me away, and like, it's so sexual the way that she does it, and this is how I described it the other day to my wife. It's like drinking a glass of whiskey on a cold winter night. Like, that's just how good it is. Like, I don't know how to tell you. I honestly, I love it.
Well, now I'm intrigued. Now I have to hit play. So here we go. Tori Amos, I'm on fire.
Ooh.
My number one, which I'm like so shocked it was not on your list. I honestly really expected it to be on your list. And let me see here. So the original was a huge song. And then this iconic country music star did a cover of this. And just, I think this is truly the definition of reimagined cover songs, because it was so different and so powerful that I think it, like, I can't listen to the original because I think this one is just so much better. And it's Johnny Cash's version of the Nine Inch Nails song, Hurt.
Africa rocks at the San Diego Zoo shows off a whole different side of Africa. Need some onyx.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real. The needle tears a hole, the old familiar sting. Try to kill it all away, but I remember everything. What have I become? My sweetest friend, everyone I know goes away in the end. And you could have it all, my empire of dirt. I will let you.
Such a powerful video, too.
I will
wear this crown of thorns upon my liar's chair, full of broken thoughts I cannot repair. Beneath the stains of time, the feelings disappear. You are someone else. I am still right here. What have I become? My sweetest friend, everyone I know goes away in the year, and you could have it all, my empire of dirt. I will let you down, I will make you hurt. If I could start again, a million miles away, I would keep myself, I would find a way.
I every time I watch that video, and I just think to myself, it was like the perfect song for him to end his career on. You know what I mean? Like to go out on, and just watching that video, it's like kind of like autobiographical, and just it's so moving and powerful. It really is.
I don't disagree with you in any way. I think that it's an amazing song as it stands. You know what I mean? I'll tell you why it didn't make my list.
Okay.
The first, I don't think I've ever heard the Nine Inch Nails version even till today. Like,
wow.
You know what I mean? Because I just wasn't, like, if there were two bands that I wasn't into and it was Nine Inch Nails and Typo Negative, I never got into them. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
So that was a little rough, but the other thing is, like, it makes me sad. That's like Johnny Cash's death song.
Yeah, totally.
Like, you see the age on his face in that video, and it when you think back to how strong his voice was and how this was kind of like a broken old man, like, that's tough to watch, man.
It is. It is a really fucking sad song. It's a real bummer. It makes you really think about fucking life. Like, looking at that, I'm just like, wow. The line that really sticks out, my empire of dirt.
Yeah, you could have got away your whole life, though, if I had just thought that was Johnny Cash. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I think I know, like, one Nine Inch Nails song.
I would really love to know the story behind it. Like, how the fuck did he hear? Like, did he actually legitimately hear the Nine Inch Nails version and think, like, wow, like, I could read, you know what I mean?
Like, yo, I love that song. Like, right. How did it come about?
Yeah. And that fucking, the video I played, like, I don't even know, it's just somebody's fucking Facebook page. It's got, that video has 100 million views on it.
That's crazy, dude. Like, the Tori Amos video that I sent you, do you remember that's from the show on VH1, they used to have storytellers where they would tell you the story of the song before they played it for you. That was, like, the coolest thing.
Yeah.
No, yeah. But yeah, dude, that's That's crazy. That makes me so sad, though, thinking of just that song to me is like the epitome of death, like the and how it all ends. Oof, that's rough.
That totally brought the whole show down.
Oh. That's rough, man. Although I said it in our chat, man, I dig the fact that both of our number ones were basically just like somebody and an instrument. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Peeled away all the layers, all the electronic bullshit. You know what I mean? And it was just emotion and sound. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And also, just so you know, like, we have a friend that has a Christmas cover that didn't make the list only because it's a holiday-specific song.
I wonder who that friend could be.
Yeah, I mean, I can't have every list with, you know...
Dude, well, I'll tell you what.
I can't wait, dude.
I, you know, like, there was one that, a cover song that we talked about a few weeks ago that was on, our I think it was our list to have sex to. I think it was my number one song, which was perfect for this list, and I kept it off because I played it on that one, and that was Marilyn Manson's Tainted Love.
Oh, yeah. No, that would have been a good one for this list, too.
Yeah.
And the other one, too, I mean, the Eurythmics one would have been just as good. But
yeah.
There were so many that could have made the, you know what I mean? We just did a Brick House with Rob Zombie a couple weeks. That
right.
could have been on here.
Right.
Yeah. There's so many good ones, man.
Wow.
That's, and I had, I mean, honestly, my honorable mention list was longer than my top five list.
it was. And actually, like, I'm going through it. I'm like, Shakira did a version of Back in Black. I never heard that.
Yeah, some of them, I mean, you could just look up. Like, Dolly Parton did a version of Stairway in Heaven that's amazing, but I don't know that we need to listen to all, you know what I mean? Like,
right, all 7 minutes of it.
26 minutes of that video, yeah. Right? Like, the same with the Jane's Addiction, Sympathy for the Devil. They did that for Sons of Anarchy, and it's a really great version. It's almost like a Western rock song, like, but it is a long ass song and it's slow. You know what I mean? Like, it's, you have to be in the mood for some of them.
Yeah,
oh,
like,
man.
The Cold Chamber Ozzy Shock the Monkey one. That was one that was close to making my list as well. And actually, Jess had brought that one up to me too, because that's a great one too.
That's how I remembered that one, because Jess brought it up on the on the Facebook page.
Yep.
I was like, hell yeah, you can't leave that out. Again, because it's so different, you know what I mean? The one below that, so it was Device and Lizzie Hale doing Close My Eyes Forever. The reason it didn't make the list is because it is kind of a straightforward cover. You know what I mean? Like, there's not much difference.
I'll tell you what, like, I love Lizzie Hale and I love Hailstorm. They usually, in between every album they do, they usually put out an EP of cover songs, and they always put out great versions of stuff. Their last one they did last year, they did, which was another one that was like a contemplation, which could have made the list possibly, the Sophie B. Hawkins song from like the 90s. Damn, I Wish I Was Your Lover.
Yeah.
They do a killer,
oh, wow,
killer cover of that. Yeah. Sounds awesome.
Oh,
but
wow.
They do like Lady Gaga. They did, remember that song that was really big a few years back? That was a Daft Punk, Got Lucky. They did a cover of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do some really cool stuff.
I was watching this one. It was like, I forget what song it was or what they were saying, but it was Taylor Momsen and Lizzie Hale, and they were doing like a battle off.
Oh, really?
They were like out singing each other the whole time. It was cool as shit.
Wow. Now, you've mentioned something, and I'm glad you keep mentioning it tonight, because it was something that was actually on the list I wanted to mention to you, and that's Spotify.
Yeah.
Because actually one of our former guests who's been on the show, Ashley Burgess, I think her name is, she was on the show a couple of years ago, and she's like, she's from Texas. Really, she has a radio show called Live Your True Life. She's a psychiatrist.
Okay.
Anyway, she put up today that her show is now on Spotify.
Yeah, I think they have like a blog section and or a podcast section and a radio section, and yeah.
I was wondering how if we can get on there, if we can get fed into that somehow.
I'll have to look into it, but I'm sure we can. I've been slowly building a Totally Driven Spotify playlist, but it takes a very long time for me to figure out who is singing songs. You know what I mean? Because I don't know most of these bands. And you just have a list. It's just a long list of names. You know what I
right.
mean? Like,
right.
I'm like, I don't know who that is. It's like... trying to piece together who, you know what I mean? Like, no.
Oh, too funny.
But yeah, I'll look into that, man, because you could probably even like them from, you know, iTunes or Spreaker or something like that.
Right. That's what I was figuring.
Yeah.
And I taped an interview this afternoon. I sent her over the thing the other day. The guy that does all them head sculpting things and custom figure dolls and all, he plays in the band, Punky Meadows band. Did you see that thing I sent you? The video of it?
Yeah.
Dude. Now, I've known of this guy, it's like 15 to 20 years. Like, I came across him on eBay years ago, like making custom figures of people like Punky Meadows and Kiss and Evel Knievel and stuff. So... when he got together with Punky Meadows and like such an amazing story this guy has. Like, so he, a guy like us, who's a collector of dolls and figures and stuff like that. And, you know, stuff was coming out in, you know, 90s or whatever it was. And he just thought to himself, like, I wonder if I could do that and make my own. And he said, just self-taught himself, like, started sculpting fucking heads for dolls and then making the dolls. And one of the first ones he did was fucking Planet of the Apes. Like, dude, I was blown away. So he ends up, that's his, like, he's like, dude, I that's how I make my living now. That's my job, is I started doing it on eBay, and he goes, over time, I built up a name. And now the toy companies come to me, and he does, like, for the toy figures company, he does all their fucking sculpting, and a couple other toy companies he does work for. So, I mean, that's just fucking mind-blowing. Yeah, so, meanwhile, one of his two all-time favorite guitarists, Ace Frehley from Kiss, Punky Meadows from the band Angel, both of these 70s bands. So, here at Punky Meadows, he's been out of the music business for... 35 years or whatever. From what it sounds like, he like owned tanning salons wherever. Well, this guy, being a super fan of the guy, like, tracks him down and just decides one day, like, I'm going to call and see if he answers the phone at the business. The dude answers the phone. They start a conversation. They start building a friendship, a relationship, right? he ends up going and meeting them, and they both play guitar. They, you know, they're musicians. This guy, after time, after a couple years of friendship, talks him into coming out of musical retirement and fucking putting a band together, making an album. And he's like brought this guy back onto the music world after like almost a 40 years in seclusion almost. So it's an amazing story. So now they're doing the band Angel, the lead singer from Angel and Punky with Punky's backing band with this dude, Danny, are going out. They're doing like a, you know, a mini tour in April around the country. So, I mean, he's like playing guitar. It would be like me, like, fucking friending Randy Rhoads, you know what I mean, and bringing him out of retirement, bringing him back from the dead,
right.
Basically. Yeah, it's just a mind-blowing story.
That's crazy. Hey, yeah. I think Jimmy might be on the line.
Oh, is he? Where the fuck my thing at? Holy shit, he's... Jeanette, you've been on hold for 30 minutes.
33 minutes and 32 seconds.
I just got the message that said you were on.
Yeah, no, I figured I wouldn't, you know, I couldn't say much during your the rest of your top 10 anyway, so I was just listening.
Were you rocking out at all?
No. I like the Johnny Cash song. I like Springsteen's version better of I'm on Fire, but either way.
No, but you know what? I have come to know that like there are Springsteen fans that like you just Bruce can never ever do any wrong. You know what I mean? Like
no.
They're psychos.
Yeah, no. Tori Amos, you know, hit or miss. She's got a couple that I've liked, but not much. But, you know.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan either. Like, I think I know that one and, like, the One-Eyed Dog one. You know what I mean? It's, like, the middle of the night and she's just showing you pictures of, like, dogs from Sarajevo and shit.
Yeah. Yeah, she was a little weird. She was a little...
Two-legged dachshund limping towards her.
That's all wrong.
So what were you at Clash and Eddie?
Yes. Yeah. Dave is out of town again tonight, so I was on Clash duty. And I am sending your stuff out tomorrow, the hot sauce and barbecue sauce out tomorrow. Nick finally sent his address. And you know what? I could have easily sent an email saying, hey, Nick, what's your address? But I kept forgetting. So it was just like,
I kept saying to myself, damn, I got to send that to him, but I hate typing it out on my phone.
And I just kept forgetting to ask you about it. So, yeah, it is going out tomorrow.
Too cool.
The packs. And we are now on Shopify.
Ooh.
Yeah, so hats and hot sauces, shirts, all sorts of shit.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it was an interesting process. So, and there's also coming soon supplements and pre-workout and all. So I'm like, I don't know. Stuff I will never use. So, like the hot sauces. That's why I'm sending them to you guys.
Oh, that's funny. Oh, yeah, no, Bay will make a video on it. We will join in and do the taste test together.
Absolutely. That's what I would like to see that. So, just tag GWA Florida. Gang Rose Recipe Aside. You know, I'm traveling more now than when I was actually working. Sucks.
You really are.
Yeah, there's two shows this weekend, too. And it's like, oh, I don't want to go. I say that because they don't listen to this radio show. But yeah, like, man.
Oh, that's too funny.
Too much work.
You know what? I have something to tell you. I heard last night from a very credible source that they're casting Donna Troy for the DC Titans TV show.
Uh-huh, very nice. Hey. I'm excited for that.
I am too, man. They're pulling out all the stops. Like, they said that in the beginning of the first episode, you'll see Dick Grayson in the Robin costume and the Nightwing costume in the first episode.
Right.
Yeah.
There you go. I mean, you know, technically the start of the Titans, Teen Titans, was, you know, when he... And who was the other one that did it with him? Was I think it was Speedy.
Yeah, Speedy.
Yeah, he became Roy Arsenal. Yeah. And Dick Grayson went to Nightwing. So that was the beginning of the Teen Titans, technically. You know, they're separate books.
It's funny how Speedy sort of, like, faded out, though. You know what I mean? Like, ever since the new Teen Titans comic and then the animated one, it's always been, like, sort of the same vibe. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, they didn't really – he didn't really disappear. They fucked him over bad. Gave him a drug problem, whole nine yards. I mean, you know, so that was the books that did that shit. They didn't do that stuff to Grayson.
No. No, Grayson
you
got the Batgirl and Starfire.
Starfire.
Like,
yeah, right? So they put Roy on a whole fucking other track, fucked his life all up. So they knew in the beginning who they were going with for this shit.
Oh, that's too funny, dude.
You know... I mean,
I imagine we'll probably be seeing something from them soon. We probably won't get the full trailer till San Diego Comic Con, but there's probably going to be a teaser, maybe Paley Fest, something like that.
Yeah, I you know,
I can't wait.
I'm prepared for it. I'm prepared for it. I haven't watched anything this season yet. I'm still on the last, like, three or four on each of the fucking Flash, Supergirl.
I'm about to hang up with you guys and go watch all of Jessica Jones.
Oh, did that start tonight?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, good. Well, fuck, now I have to watch the Defenders first.
You know what, though? I think you could probably watch Jessica Jones Season 2 and not watch The Defenders.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. You know what I heard, though, and I'm excited about it? David Tennant was back.
Yeah.
So, because, I mean, that character, when they killed him off, I was really pissed. I was like, man, that just sucks. You know?
I wouldn't be surprised, though, if he's back as, like, a hallucination.
Probably. I'm saying
you know
more,
I mean?
More of, like, it's still in, yeah, she's still in, or he's still in her head, but.
Right.
You know, that type of thing. But I'd like to see him come back as Purple. The actual Purple Man, you know, the kid from the comic. So, you know, that'd be nice, but probably won't happen.
Look, the truth is, I just watch the show every episode hoping to see Patsy Walker become Hellcat. All right? Like, that's my goal in life right now, is just to live long enough to see that happen. Like,
now, are you just want to see her in the suit?
Absolutely. Yeah. I like my female superheroes, though. You know what I mean? Hellcat, Mockingbird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, they surprisingly just brought back, after the longest friggin' hiatus, was Black Cat from Spider-Man.
Oh, really?
Hardy.
She was gone just, for a while?
Yeah, they had never, you know, all the stuff that was going through, she wasn't really, or with Spider-Man, she wasn't really involved.
Oh, wow.
And they just brought her back after so long. But they're doing a lot of that because they're doing that Marvel legacy stuff.
Yeah.
In the comics now where it's like they're bringing back a lot of old storylines. They're doing a lot of older stuff.
Is that the one where it'll be like Logan, Old Man Logan, and X-23 all together?
Yeah, basically. And they're doing the where they brought back, I don't know, Spider-Man villains. Norman Osborn is back.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah. The Red Goblin.
Yeah.
Carnage.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Or Carnage. I feel bad for Cletus Cassidy. He hasn't been in that suit in a long time, but I feel bad for the dude.
Because
Carnage was a great character, and they kind of fucked with him the last few years.
Yeah, Bay was the first one to tell me about the Red Goblin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So okay, they're bringing back a lot of the older characters now.
That's cool, though.
Yeah. Well, see, they don't need to keep killing people. Marvel was famous for that. DC, Batman, I mean, how many Batman villains have actually died throughout the years? He hasn't really killed his main guys.
That's true. More Robins have died than villains.
Yeah, exactly. So, Penguin's been around for God knows how long. They've tried to kill that motherfucker a few times, and he's still alive. So, but Marvel, especially Spider-Man, was famous. All his best villains were killed. Kraven the Hunter, Norman Osborn the Green Goblin. Harry Osborn is the Green Goblin. They killed him, too. All those guys just kept dying. So, they didn't have to do that. They didn't have to kill the bear, you know?
Yeah. Damn.
So.
Speaking of dying, did you see, Kevin Smith had a heart attack, I guess it was a week ago, and, you know, Stan Lee's not been doing very well health-wise. I saw a thing today, I guess. Kevin Smith sent a tweet to Stan Lee, like, hey, I've been trying to get a hold of you. All the numbers I have don't work. I would really love to talk to you after my recent heart attack. Something like that, like, you know, like, time's short. I'd like to talk to you.
Damn.
Well, I mean, Stan Lee is what, 95?
Yeah, something like that.
Huh?
Something like that.
He's up there.
95.
I mean, you know, and still running around.
That's Stan Lee is going to be one that's not going to be around for very much longer. Like,
yeah, even if he is, I mean, he's still not going to be doing much. There's a certain point you're going to stop seeing him even if he does live.
I just saw somebody actually a couple people shared out. Toys R Us is prepping to liquidate its U.S. operations.
Oh, wow.
Toys R Us is what? I didn't hear you.
And ready to liquidate its U.S. operations.
Yeah. Yeah, they were talking about the bankruptcy and all that.
That's crazy.
They just Walmart has killed them. Amazon has killed them.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
And here's the way you look at it. You know, it's like Toys R Us did the same thing, or Toys R Us is getting the same thing done to them that they did to Kitty City.
Totally.
And KB Toys.
Yep.
You know, and Strawbridge and Clothier and every other five and dime that was on the fucking, you know.
Right.
That you bought cheap toys at, honestly. You know, and Toys R Us, man, they just fucking raped you for a lot of that shit.
They did.
Kitty City and Toys R Us. KB Toys was always expensive, too, because they were usually in the mall. So they were kind of expensive. You get
but
cheaper shit at Clover.
They were always great with the clearance stuff.
Oh, yeah. No.
I'll tell you guys, I definitely got my money off of G.I. Joe's from them, so.
Yeah.
G.I. Joe's is even a steal, I'm just saying.
I'm hoping they stay in business long enough to get that last few. There's a last couple Marvel Legends exclusives that are coming out from them, so. Hopefully they stick around long enough to get those out, and then they can do whatever they want. I won't miss them. I don't really buy anything from Toys R Us. I haven't for quite a long time, except when they do like a special edition of or an exclusive from one of the series I got. Oh, wow. Going to Wawa. Screw this.
That sounds like a plan to me.
Actually, I'm going to wrap it up because I was actually just sitting in the bathroom for a little bit and, you know, take up residence.
Well, there you go. Again. You didn't have to tell us that.
Yeah, you could have kept that to yourself. That's.
Yeah, right. That was one thing. Hey, you know, I understand. And it's cold here, man. It's 56 degrees here. It's colder. I know
you have zero room to bitch. We just had like a full snow yesterday.
I knew you'd get a kick out of that. It is fucking cold here. So yeah.
Yeah, we had
nor'easter. Your horse.
A bomb cyclone this Friday. Yeah. Bomb cyclone Friday with 5 inches of snow. Almost a foot of snow yesterday, and we get another nor'easter coming this Sunday.
Wow.
You know what? I'm not. Like, I don't mind it. Like, it's really.
Really?
Yeah. It's like, very beautiful seeing the snow.
Fuck a bunch of that shit. Fuck a bunch of that shit.
So, all right. Well, I'm gonna wrap up because I'm gonna go back to the toilet. So, thank you everybody for coming. Thank you. This is actually Jannetty. You missed all the fun and technical difficulty. This is actually our second episode tonight. We had to restart the show because of lovely Blog Talk Radio doing something. And yeah. So there you go.
I'm glad you got to see or hear me.
Yeah.
Good night, everybody.
Toodaloo. See you later. Hasta la vista. Goodbye.
Hasta la bye-bye.